It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The investigation is going on into yesterday's shooting spree at Virginia Tech. 32 people were killed when a gunman opened fire in two separate incidents on the university's campus in Blacksburg, Virginia. Police say the gunman killed himself. But they have not yet released the killer's identity or said whether he acted alone. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Yesterday's shooting spree was the deadliest ever on an American college campus, and now Virginia Tech officials are facing questions about the way they responded. The violence started early, just past 7 in the morning, when two people were fatally shot in a dormitory. About 2.5 hours after that first shooting, a gunman appeared in another campus building, a classroom building called Norris Hall. Engineering professor Dennis Hong was in his office at the time.
I heard this bang, 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 three really loud sounds. I looked outside and I saw a bunch of police officers with their guns drawn, hiding behind trees and shouting. And somebody in the hallway shouted, "Everybody, lock yourselves in your office and classrooms." Then I realized that it was the actual gunman loose.
The shooter, carrying two handguns, fired on people in several different Norris Hall classrooms. By the time he committed suicide by turning his weapon on himself, he had fatally shot 30 people, some of them students, some of them staff or faculty. 15 others were injured, either from gunfire or, in at least two cases, from jumping out of classroom windows in an effort to avoid being shot. 21-year-old Maurice Hiller was in a nearby building.
I was leaving class at about 9:55, and we saw someone leaving Norris. It looked like a professor. He was older than a student, and he had been shot. He was bleeding. I don't know if he had been shot. He was bleeding from the arm.
Virginia Tech President Charles Steger described his reaction to the killings as horror, disbelief, and profound sorrow. But even as administrators expressed grief, they faced questions about whether the university could have done more to prevent the bloodshed. Virginia Tech police responded to the first shooting, the one at the dormitory, minutes after it occurred. But University Police Chief Wendell Flincham says administrators saw no reason at that point to lock down the rest of the campus.
We had information from witnesses and the evidence at the scene that led us to believe the shooter was no longer in the building and more than likely off campus. We were acting on information we had at the time. We secured the building. We secured the crime scene. You know, you can second guess all day. We acted on the best information we had at the time.
It wasn't until 2 hours after the dormitory shooting that the university began sending out warnings by email and telephone to other students about the possible danger on campus. Steger, the university president, conceded the administration faced logistic challenges trying to spread the word to students about the threat.
Remember, we have 9,000 on campus, but we have 26,000 altogether. We have 10,000 employees, and so we send out communications by email. We have an emergency alert system, iMessaging, and everything else to get the word to them as quickly as we can. But it's extremely difficult, if not almost impossible, to get the word out instantaneously.
Police Chief Flincham said that after the first shooting, his investigators identified what he called a person of interest, and they were, in fact, questioning that person when the second shooting began. He said the person of interest is not in custody, and the police chief shed little light on whether the person is believed to have been involved in the shootings or was an innocent bystander mistakenly detained by police. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, near Blacksburg, Virginia.